I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Kind of hits you right in the feels when you hear Georgie rap, hitting it out the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. Matt Mervis, released by the Washington Nationals. He was playing for Rochester in the Nationals organization, so I punished them yesterday. I unfollowed the Rochester Red Wings on Twitter.
Wow. Yeah. You know, that's my squad. You know that, right?
I know.
I'm hurt.
Aunt Mary's up in Rochester.
I'm hurt. I'm not even kidding you, Hawk. I was planning a trip to go up to Rochester for a whole week.
I was going with you
when they were there, and we have tickets. It's taken care of. Like it's all taken care of. I was already hitting up my people up in Rocktown to start making some resis for us to take Matt Mervis out to dinner. And all that now is just done because the Red Wings don't know how to run an organization.
Punch in the gut. I mean, imagine the Mervis family buy a nice big house in Rochester, I'm sure. All of a sudden, you're no longer on the team. Crazy. Crazy situation.
What are you going to do with that apartment you rented up there?
Crowder just sent us a text. Be back in 2 minutes, fellas. Where do you think he is?
Taking a poop.
I think he went somewhere. Like, I think he left and went to go get, like, a snack or something. I'm not kidding you. My gut is telling me, because if he says 2 minutes, fellas, my gut is like, he was like, oh, top of the hour commercial break, I'll head over to the gas station and I'll get, a Red Bull and whatever.
Right. But he doesn't live... Like, he can't just walk downstairs and, like, how you are. You're near, I'm sure, some sort of convenience store.
Hence why he's going to be late for the segment, because he would have had to get... When I first started in radio in Belgrade, I think I've told you the story. So, it was a daytime-only station. So, when I did mornings, the station would go on at 5:30 a.m. So, I would get there at 5 o'clock, 5:15 in the morning. I would power the transmitter on. I would hit these big buttons or whatever. And then at 5:30, I would start. There was a cart you had to play. You know, this is WBGF, Belgrade. Your legal identification and whatever. And then, no joke, I did this every morning because we could choose our own music. So I would put on American Pie by Don McLean.
Great song.
How long is that song? Maybe 11 minutes?
It's long.
Yeah, it's one of the longest songs. I think it was the longest song in our library there at WBGF. I would put that on, and then I would leave the radio station in my Mitsubishi Eclipse, and I would drive to a gas station that was down the street, and I would get a coffee and maybe a donut or something. And then I would come back and I would listen to American Pie the entire way there. And then I'd get back to the radio station. The song would be ending and I would start my broadcast day. Where did you go? I was suggesting that you actually left your house to go to a gas station.
No, I didn't go to a gas station. The kids are home and then now the kids down the street are playing with Chaz and I got to talking to the parents. And
I got foolishness. I was just spitballing because if you say I'll be back in 2 minutes, I'm like, this guy got in his car and went to go get boiled peanuts or something. Like,
no, it's, hey, how you doing? Oh, I haven't seen the kids in a while. Oh, man, I watched the podcast, and then they start talking, and that's why I was like, yeah, let me just tell them I'll be a couple minutes late.
Looks like my Marlins parlay is not going to pay off because I had Yuri Perez over 4.5 Ks. He is done with 4. Mm. Marlins are losing 4-2, though. Big ding-dong from the Maple Masher. Top of the 5th, Maple Masher. Owen Casey goes deep. 4-2 right now. Yankees, bottom of the 5th.
I lost money betting against Sandy the other day.
Yeah, don't ever bet against Sandy.
Because I bet over 4.5 Ks or over 5.5 Ks one of them games, and he only got 4. And so then it was like 5.5, and I'm like, I don't think this man's going to play 9 innings. So I'm like, under 5.5, under. And then he goes 7. Yeah.
Yuri today, his actual over-under for Ks was 6.5. I bought it down to 4.5. Mm. Not a great outing by Yuri Perez.
Baseball's tough to bet on, man. I'm not going to lie.
162 games, man.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious.
My horse runs Sunday. Are you guys going to bet my horse?
Inbox.
I will. Where can I Inbox. Bet? Inbox.
Inbox.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He runs Sunday at Santa Anita. I haven't decided if I'm going to go to Gulfstream and watch it or if I'm just going to watch it on like FanDuel.
Yeah, I try to set up a fishing trip on Sunday. I'm not allowed to do anything. Sunday, it's Easter.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, hey, Asia, my buddy's going out. She said, on Easter? It's like,
can you gamble on Easter?
You know, if Solana can eat lasagna on Passover, I think I could gamble on Easter.
post time for race 8 at Santa Anita Sunday is 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 6:30 p.m. our time. Sunday, Santa Anita, race 8. Inbox is running out of the 3rd post.
Oh, good post.
So let's get it done. If anybody wants to bet that, Inbox, be the 3 horse, Sunday, race 8, Santa Anita.
6:30, you said, right? Our time?
6:30 our time.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know as we get closer.
Is the 3rd post really a good post? I'm not too familiar with the terminology.
It's better than running on the outside, usually. Yeah. You get like the 1st, 2nd, 3rd post is generally a positive development.
I learned that as Asia loses hundreds of dollars at Gulfstream. I'm starting to learn
but
a little bit about
it. Like she's there. You know what I mean?
She's locked in.
She's she's getting it.
Uh-huh. Now I'm drinking tap water. Can't even get bottled.
Like, I'm getting cash, Pop. I'm finally figuring it out.
I can't make fun of you. I got a handful of scratch-offs right here.
You guys are sick, man. Honestly,
I know. So ill.
But I'm going to hit one of these $1 million scratch-offs one day, Solana.
One of these days, baby.
It's going to be beautiful.
Can't wait. All right, let's do headlines. I'll remind you, too, the Eagles are coming to Hard Rock Live in May. We've been giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. Today, your tickets will be given away at 4:40. So be listening at 4:40. You can buy tickets at casino.hardrock.com or Ticketmaster. But if you want to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles, make sure you are listening at 4:40 this afternoon. That'll be your final chance to win a pair. Will Manso is going to join us this hour, by the way, from New Stadium in Miami. Get you ready. He did all the, you know, the food concessions. Like, he's been living there the last couple days, getting ready for this special tonight on Local 10.
I want to know because it looks beautiful. So I think Solana sent us a video. It looks amazing, yeah. But it's just made. It should have all the amenities. It should be stupid in there. I'm going to go when we get a chance.
I know. I'm excited. I did look. Joe Shad had tweeted out the secondary market, and it was like good seats are 800 to 1,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hot ticket.
And like Whittingham had said, just the get-ins, like the upper corners, 300 plus. So.
Well, I got my scratch-offs.
but you know, what's interesting about that stadium is if you're in the upper corner, say, at Hard Rock for a Dolphins game, I mean, it's fine. You know, you can see the field. But there's 68,000 people in that stadium or 65,000 people. You're far away. This is a 26,000-seat stadium. So I'm not saying, like, if you have the uppers, that it's the best seat in the house. But you're also not 8 miles away compared to a stadium that seats 100,000 people. I think that's one of the benefits of a more intimate setting.
Yeah, totally agree. Anyway, let's do headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I want to ask you guys a sports question because yesterday we had on Omar Kelly. We're talking about the Dolphins offseason, and he had some interesting takes in terms of like Devon Achane and whether or not, you know, Achane even wants to be here. But then Gelb was really turning the heat up on Pat Riley. And I don't know if you guys saw the Celtics loss the other night, just how brutal that was.
That was ugly.
The Heat are going to be a playing tournament team.
If Vooch was out there.
who has the most pressure to have a successful offseason right now between the Dolphins or the Heat? I would throw the Panthers in there, but let's be real. Like, they're fine. They just have to get healthy. But it's interesting because maybe it's the Dolphins, but it's year one of a regime. The Heat literally have to, like, turn their franchise around, and it's the last go-around for Pat Riley and this regime. So I just wonder what you guys think. Like, who is the most
pressure?
I don't
feel like there's any pressure on him at all. I think he's got so much cachet built up that Pat Riley is a hero, win, lose, or draw for however many seasons he remains as team president. Like, I just, you know, I understand people are tired of mediocrity and what seems to be lack of maneuvers. In fact, I'll get to that in 15 minutes of Heat. I know I want to play that Simone Fontecchio stuff too. Ira Winderman, in fact, since we're going to play the Fontecchio stuff, I'll just jump ahead here real quick. Ira Winderman got a question in the Sun Sentinel. Do you think it would be beneficial for the Heat to lose in the play-in round, especially if trying to win, in that it will be a more jarring wake-up call for the front office? And Ira says, first, the Heat will try to win in the play-in round because that's what players do, that's what coaches do. But at this point, win in the play-in round, lose in the play-in round, wind up being bounced around again in the first round of the playoffs. If the message is not clear already to the front office, then something is wrong. This team is not good enough. The core is not good enough. Squeezing into the playoffs when 8 of 15 in each conference advance is little more than a badge of mediocrity. If there already is not a blueprint of change circulating through the front office, then hope will remain an abstract. It should not take the play-in round for a wake-up call to resonate. No matter when it ends, short of another NBA Finals Hail Mary, change has to be at hand.
Yes. And the initial question, the Dolphins have a pass year. They have a mulligan year because they have $150 million dead cap money and all that stuff. Sully and Halfley are fixing a broken car. And if they don't fix it, you know, they need time to get their carburetor. So they're fine. There's no pressure on them. I'm kind of with Hawk. There's no pressure on Pat Riley because his name is Pat Riley. If his name was Pat Robinson, they would be on his ass right now because we haven't done anything and this roster can't compete with real NBA teams. But he has no pressure, but I'm kind of there. And Pat knows it. Andy knows it. Spo knows it. We are not talented enough to compete with the top teams in the league. We have to jump, flip this roster over, try to keep Bam and figure out the rest. But Bam and them, I even said this summer, it's Bam and them right now. And I think, and them doesn't include Tyler Hero either, but they have to make some moves.
I get what you're saying, by the way, and I didn't necessarily want to throw all the heat on Pat Riley. I don't think that's fair because we've talked about this. It's not how the decisions are made anymore. It's not Pat Riley with universal control over the organization. I just meant the Heat in general. Like,
yeah, I think Ira points out they know this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Now, Ira's point there, which is, hey, to get into the play-in, like, all that's telling you is a badge of mediocrity. Right. Like, that's all that's giving you. So it's exciting that you got into the postseason, even if you make it into round one. But still, like, the evidence is there. This roster is not good enough. But to your point, Solana, they know it. The Heat knows it.
Yeah.
What I think Pat Riley has done over the last few seasons is say, well, I know this roster isn't good enough. Here's the best I can do. And that's not going to change it very much. So I'm not going to do anything. But I think people are now tired of that.
Yeah.
And now they just want, hey, do anything.
Yeah.
Like, do anything. Get rid of Tyler. Get rid of Norman. Norman Powell's not playing again tomorrow.
Nope.
I mean, I think Heat fans might be at the point, and Pat Riley may be at the point where, hey, I'm going to make some changes. Not necessarily certain we're going to be anything other than a play-in team because I'm not going to be able to make the big changes that I like to make. But I think to Ira's point, to Solana's point, it's like, yeah, you know what? You just got to start making changes now because there's enough evidence this roster just isn't good enough.
And that's why we get so excited when a Giannis comes up. That's why we get so excited when a KD's name comes up because we've been there. We've had Hall of Famers on our roster. And right now we don't have them.
Which is what excites Riley, though. Like, Riley's not excited to make a move that he thinks is a horizontal move. But when he sees Giannis out there, he's like, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to wait again to see if Giannis is available. But then Heat fans go through their fourth season in a row in the play-in, and they go, yeah, what are we doing here?
I remember this summer. I don't know if y'all remember who was the least excited about Norman Powell edition, but Norman is not the answer to changing an organization around. Norman's a piece. We need the big pieces and then add on some little pieces. We have a lot of little pieces, and Bam Adebayo. That's what we have.
The Florida Panthers, they did beat the Boston Bruins yesterday. That was a fun little sports debate we just had there, by the way. That was good.
It was.
Yeah. Weird.
By the way, Goldie, speaking of the Florida Panthers, Goldie had texted me when we were talking about overshooting Dolphin Stadium and ending up west of University and what a pain. He says, settle down. For 30 years, I've gone west of University by the stadium. It's not curtains. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I said, you have added 3 full years of driving over those 30 years if you end up west of the stadium on a game day. And he said, sometimes you just got to get the heck out of the area where the stadium is and reset. And that is true. Sometimes if you're getting out of there, you just get me anywhere and allow me to reset.
I've went south and I live in Davie. I've just gone south to get to some highway that I can go west on and then matriculate myself, meander back north somehow. You got to get away from the stadium.
I love how different the texts we're getting during the show is because you're getting a text from Goldie telling you to settle down, which, by the way, is a little intimidating. Goldie, you know.
Goldie's jacked.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Goldie will fight.
He's in good shape.
Did you see how old Adam Schefter is? This was going viral yesterday because ESPN has let it be known that when Schefter's done and they love Ian Rappaport, they're going to keep him around. How old do you think Adam Schefter is?
Oh, when you ask the question like that, I want to shoot over, but 60?
He turned 60 this year.
What?
He doesn't look sick. Well, that's not God-given hair either.
He looks remarkably good for 60.
Money can do a lot for you, Hawk.
Not always.
That's not. Hawk, you a stunner, Hawk.
He looks remarkably good for turning 60. Yeah, I thought he was in his 40s.
Me too.
No, he wasn't in his 40s.
I thought he was in his 40s.
Did he start coming to NFL when he was 8?
I thought.
No, I thought so too. I thought he's like 48, 49, maybe early 50s. What are you suggesting, though, Crowder? Adam Schefter has booked a couple trips to Turkey?
Just, you know.
You don't think that's his hair?
I think it might be some plugs and some. That's not the color. That's not 60-year-old color hair. That's just for men. Right.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I interrupted you, though. What were you saying? Because I was saying I got a text from Goldie.
Oh, no, it's all good. I just said how different the texts we're getting are, because the last text I got was from my fiance who said, "Did you know Taco Bell has chicken nuggets?" Which I did not know, by the way. That is fascinating.
That's funny. Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah, we had talked about it on the show. Remember, they had added it for a while. It was a test, and I was like, why on earth would you ever go to Taco Bell to get a chicken nugget? But I guess they added them permanently.
Ridiculous.
Do you guys see the Texas Rangers, their ninth inning
I have, by the way, not to interrupt you again, but I have, speaking of getting texts or whatever, DJ sent me a DM on Instagram. It might be the greatest question that has ever been asked. Hmm. On a podcast, and I said, wow, I'm stealing that for my show, and I was going to bring it up in the 4 o'clock hour, so I'll just tease you with it.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks, and I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Okay.
Just teasing you with it. Don't give me answers now. But they were debating this on a podcast. Would you accept $1 billion? But if you ever come within 500 feet of Chris Birdman Anderson, you automatically instantly die.
Within 100 feet?
500 feet.
500 feet?
But you don't know where he is at any given time. You don't know where he's vacationing or whatever. You get $1 billion, but if you ever end up within 500 feet of Chris Birdman Anderson, and that is the person they used in this podcast debate, you instantly die. No answers yet. Wait till the 4 o'clock hour. Think about it.
Oh, they were smoking some good stuff on this podcast.
Well, I think it was based in Denver, which is why they used Birdman, and it would make sense if they were in Denver.
I've had these conversations on the porch before.
Because at first I was like, yeah, easily. But then, because I thought to myself, you know what I'll do? I'll build like a huge compound on Aruba. But then I'm like, well, what the hell if he goes on vacation in Aruba? I drop dead. And what if he goes there 6 months after I got the money?
Are we ever giving answers now? Or are we waiting?
I mean, because the question is, over the last 15 years. Do you think you've ever been? And take his Heat era aside. See, it's different for us. Yeah. You couldn't live down here.
No, no.
If you took the money, you could not live near Miami.
Get in touch with Birdman. Give him $40 million and have him have an air tag.
You can have no contact with Birdman, though. But they said on the podcast, though, you could hire a security guard with your billion to just track Birdman.
Just follow Birdman around. Wake up every day and say, where's Birdman?
500 feet is very, very close. Like, we're talking like a football length. I'm pretty sure that's what 500 feet is. A football field's
right,
length.
But if you're in the airport, the same time he's at an airport.
You're within 500 feet.
Only
football field is
if you're in the terminal,
feet.
You could be, like, I'm just saying. Because the question is, do you think in the last 20 years, and again, it's a weird question because he played down here, but in the last 20 years, do you think you've, I mean, use anyone. Do you think in the last 20 years you've been within 500 feet at any point in your life of Robert De Niro? I'll make it Robert De Niro.
No.
You very well might have. You spent a ton of time in New York. He's in New York. You have no idea where Robert De Niro is.
Yeah.
It's a gamble, man.
I would figure that thing out with that billion, though.
I can say yes to all this stuff because I moved to Uruguay. I'm good. Nobody's going to Uruguay.
You think you're good. You don't know if Chris Birdman Anderson is a world traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know.
Damn.
You'd almost be housebound. You'd have to buy a massive compound that had 500 feet surrounding it, but you'd almost never be able to leave your own place.
Or just like a hire Secret Service, almost like the president, and have them go and search every area. But if I'm going to the mall, I need people at every door making sure Birdman's not here.
Or you get him in
I'm
on it.
I'm taking him.
You get him in
I'm
on
taking
it.
The money.
Can't.
You can't send him money to stay away from you?
No. No. You instantly die if you contact Birdman.
But you just like keep tabs on him. $1 million a year, pay somebody to keep tabs on Birdman.
Well, listen, if you're willing to risk your life.
I'm taking that billion. We'll figure this thing out on the back end.
How's Birdman looking these days, by the way? Like, is he still Birdman? He's packed on a couple pounds.
It's a good question.
I think he got thin, actually.
How's Stitches looking these days?
I guarantee he's heavy.
Because if it was Stitches, I'd do that in a heartbeat. There's no way he's making it, what, another decade? I just got to live out one decade. Staying away from him, I'm good.
Yeah, no charity events. I have to sacrifice for the billion.
Last news I see on Chris Birdman Anderson is 2 weeks ago from PETA. NBA star Chris Anderson chooses ink, not mink. So I guess he's an animal lover.
Now I can't go to Humane Society. That's okay. I'll send a check.
I mean, he is Birdman, Hawk.
Yeah.
Ink, not mink.
All right, I want to get to Will Mansoui. Is that new stadium? Anything in the headlines now that I've hijacked them?
The Heat play tomorrow, 3 p.m. start time, early start time against the Wizards. Obviously, the NCAA tournament Final Four is tomorrow evening as well, which is why the Heat play so early. Inter-Miami opens up their new stadium tomorrow. They host Austin FC, a 7:30 p.m. stadium at New Stadium.
A 7:30 p.m. stadium.
7:30 p.m. kickoff.
Right.
Yanks, they lead the Marlins 4-2, bottom of the sixth inning.
Bottom of the stadium.
Never called the Yankees the Yanks. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy, 82 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. This weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storms roll in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
Will Manso, live from New Stadium in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will, the sports anchor, reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. Tonight at 8 p.m., there's a special on Local 10, Miami Freedom Park on the pitch. And Will's live at New Stadium tonight on Local 10. He's going to take you through the stadium in case you're not lucky enough to have tickets for tomorrow night. You've spent, from what I can see on social media, Will, last couple days at New Stadium. Are you impressed?
I am. I'm impressed at the stadium. And apologies if you hear the microphone behind me because they're doing mic checks here at the stadium right now. They're doing everything at the stadium right now. They're trying to get it ready for tomorrow. But yeah, I was impressed at the beauty of the stadium itself, you know, and how quickly they put up this stadium. Because I'll be honest with you, a couple months ago, last month, driving by this area, I said, there's no way in hell that stadium's going to be ready. And to their credit, they've got it ready. Now, outside the stadium, that's a whole other question. I mean, there's a lot of construction that I'm staring at right now, a lot of trucks, a lot of cranes, a lot of forklifts, a lot of stuff, unpaved areas that they have to finish. And obviously, they're not going to finish that by tomorrow. This is going to take another few weeks and months.
And but can you see the potential? We were talking about it with like the commerce around there, the stores, the restaurants. Almost, I'm watching a soccer game, but I'm gonna have that experience as well. Like, is there storefronts? Do you see the potential of it being kind of like a get together place, and we're gonna watch some soccer?
I mean, the land is here, that's for sure. The land and the planning is here, right? The vision is there, but what you're seeing, the reality is not there. I mean, I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking out right now from the steps right at the front of the main entrance, and all I see is, you know, open area with gravel, with dirt, and some of it paved. And clearly that's area where future expansion is coming, but there's nothing up. So that's the thing people have to understand. I was trying to tell people that yesterday. I'm like, understand, you're coming tomorrow, if you come to this game, to a stadium to watch a soccer game. There's nothing else going on right now around the stadium that's ready from that whole vision of Freedom Park and what it's going to be. Now, those plans are still in place, and the property's here. I mean, it's a huge property. But right now, the only thing truly ready is the stadium itself.
Hey, Will, when you're just sitting there, you're kind of taking in on the inside, because I know what you're saying about the outside, but on the inside, does it feel like a state-of-the-art, like you're going to experience something that you haven't experienced before? I only ask because, like, I went to the Bernabeu for Real Madrid, and their stadium, mm-hmm. albeit much bigger, you just felt like there was a vibe in there, you know, like a big soccer match is going to be played. Do you have that same feel when you're sitting at new stadium?
I mean, I think the potential's there. I think right now the reality is it's just a fresh, brand new place. So there are a lot of little trims and things and, you know, areas that I think they're going to likely improve on and keep working on. I think it's almost like the shell part of it, right? Like the colors are beautiful. It's very Miami. I love the open, you know, the open roof where it's you've got the seats covered, but there's the opening in the middle. The concourses are very pretty. You know, like the colors of Inter Miami are everywhere. The pictures of Messi and everything, the team store. It's a cool place. But I think, again, for people that come tomorrow or even, you know, the next game, the following week, you're going to see a stadium that's still in that process of getting to that point you're talking about where it's really a destination. You know, this is such a cool place. I think the coolness of it is the fact that it's here and this team finally has it. But I think it's going to keep getting better and growing because there's a lot of work to do.
Are the concourses wide? I like a wide concourse.
You know, Hawk, I'm standing now in the concourse. I walked over. I gotta say, they're not very wide. No, it's a.
They're not wide.
I wouldn't say they're wide. I remember the area I'm in now is right by the steps. Now I do at a distance where I'm not allowed because there's construction. It looks like the concourse expands a bit, but there's construction going on over there, and the team store is like a nice two-story team store. I'm looking at some of the food options
store?
Here. A two-story.
Well, I'm going to get to the food with you in a second. This is more important than any soccer, anything, storefronts, whatever Crowder wants to talk about. I got to talk about food, Will. But you're saying you're reporting exclusively narrow concourses.
No, not wide concourses. I wouldn't say narrow, but I wouldn't say wide. I would say standard concourses. A nice size concourse. But not a huge. I've seen bigger. How about that? Hawk, I got Cortele Cerveza, the Heron Grill, hot food, cold drink, snacks. I got Mercado MIA by Michelle Bernstein. I've got some sort of an ice cream shop or something. What does that say at the distance? Hold on. Chicken tenders. What is it? Something pie. Oh, Vice City Pie. That must be pizza.
Vice City. That's Solana raves about Vice City.
Yeah.
Vice City Pies, and then that's all I could see in front of me because then there's a bend and it curves over. So,
well, let's talk about the ice cream. You said there's an ice cream stand. Does it look like soft serve or hard pack?
You know, from here, it looks like it's like hard pack, so you just walk in and get them.
Oh, you mean like cups?
Scoops.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like. I've got construction people all around me, by the way. It's pretty chaotic here. I got to admit, it's a little nutty. It's crazy that in 24 hours or so, they're going to play a soccer match here. I mean, they're clearing out cranes. This looks like, you know what it looks like when you're a kid and you know your parents are coming home and you got to pick everything up. Everybody's just scattering, picking crap up. Put it there. Just hide it under here. Put it over there. Nobody will notice it. That's what
ask
it feels like.
Ask the laborers if they're wiring at all 220 or 221.
I can't get one close by. What are you, Mr. Mom?
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Mom, that's a great call. Excellent. Nice job out of you.
Whenever I do a time, I say that.
Because there's no way Crowder or Solana knew what I was talking about there, right? When I said, are you wiring it at 220 or 221?
Hold on, Silver. I'm with Dave Silver. When I say to you 220, 221, whatever it takes, what do you think of?
Mr. Mom.
Thank you, Mr. Mom.
Of course.
So what is
half my humor is just completely lost on Crowder and Solana. I feel like this show would be more popular if I had a couple guys around me who understood pop culture.
Welcome to my life every day with Giselle. The other day, the song I just like to party all the time. Remember that party all the time came on?
Eddie Murphy.
I said, do you know who sang this song? It's a classic 80s hit, but it was sung by a very famous comedian and celebrity. And she said, can you give me a hint? I said, he's black. She said, a famous black comedian celebrity, Wayne Brady? It gets better, though. So I have a friend of mine who's in a similar situation. His spouse is a little bit more of a younger generation. So I text him this because we have a thread together, and he's laughing. So he asked his spouse, who's Giselle's age, do you know who sings it? And she gave him the same hint, famous black comedian. You know what she said? Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
If anybody likes to party all the time, it's Bill Cosby.
It's a little different now.
Eddie Murphy today, by the way, celebrating a birthday. 65 years old today.
Really?
Jesus, he looks incredible. That guy's the best. I love Eddie Murphy.
Speaking of that, I said this to Solana and Crowder earlier because there was a story going viral yesterday about Ian Rappaport, you know, being long-term with ESPN. Do you know how old Adam Schefter is?
Oh, God, he's been doing this at least 30 years. So I would guess 58, 57.
Hey, he turned 60 this year.
Huh? Okay, I mean, that's given his longevity in the business, you know, he's probably started his mid-20s. Yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't he looks 45?
Takes care of himself. He looks very good. ESPN. Yeah,
you look like 38, 39. Looks very good.
I'm falling apart. If I keep standing in the sun among the construction site, I'm going to melt.
Will's put together now. Don't let Will lie to
together,
you.
He's put together, man. Yeah. Will doesn't mess around. I see on social media, he's got 2 hours off. He's going to be in the gym or running a marathon or something, man. Like, he doesn't.
I got to keep up with my wife, who thinks that a famous comedian singer is Wayne Brady. So that's
such a great answer. I literally, like, I would just have to walk out of the room. If someone delivered me the answer, Wayne Brady, I would just walk out of the room.
Well, my friend who I sent this text to, when his partner said Bill Cosby, he's like, I'm done. This conversation's over. I can't. I just stepped out of the conversation.
So is there anything branded at New Stadium? Like, you know, at Hard Rock Stadium, there's a Versailles, there's a Shula's. Do you see any, like, branded restaurants or anything?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't at the moment. And I think that there's a couple of spots and places that I saw the list yesterday. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But I can't move this area here because there's construction going on that are branded like type restaurants. But I don't see any in this corner here. Let's see, the Royal Caribbean East Gate. So there's a plug for Royal Caribbean. I have no idea what else is over there. They have all the little kiosk and stuff ready to go here, but those look like little, like, you know, get a beer kind of places.
And is it going to work?
That's a bigger question. That's a great question. That's the fair question. Is, like, post-Messi, is this going to still be a destination for sports fans? Because we know, regardless, LeBron and Wade leave the Heat, they're still Heat fans. You know, Marino and all these greats retire, they're still Dolphins fans. Is there a base here where post-Messi people will still want to come? I think that's a fair question, and only time's going to determine if this is going to be a place where people are going to come regardless, or they're just excited now because they have the best player in the world. I mean, that's a fair question.
It's pretty amazing, though, what Jorge Mas has done, right? Since he got Inter Miami, what they've done is, I would say, textbook for any owner, right? I mean, success on the field or the pitch. Some of the most widely known soccer player in the world. Obviously, you can't follow that textbook in any sport, but getting the stadium funded and built and getting the property, like, he has been phenomenal as the owner, no?
He has, and I tell people this, and sometimes they tell me their response is, well, when you're that rich, what do you think? I'm like, well, I'm sorry, Steven Ross is that rich, and I haven't seen the Dolphins win. You know, owners, these billionaires that buy these teams all have money. And sure, some spend more than others on the product, but Mas came in and the first thing he said, you know, obviously David Beckham was on board. He said, we're going to bring a world-class franchise. They're one of the most branded and best-selling jerseys and kits and color schemes in the whole world as far as sports products. I mean, you'll be in places in Europe and South America where people have Inter Miami shirts on and jerseys. And again, a lot of that is Messi, but who helped bring Messi in? Jorge Mas. He said he was going to have the stadium. Everyone thought he was crazy. It's never going to happen. It's not going to work out. And here it is. The best way to put it is, I asked someone yesterday, you know, how did this happen? It's crazy how quick it's come together. And what they told me is, what Jorge Mas wants, Jorge Mas gets. That was exactly what I was told. And you know what? They're 100% right. The man knows business and how to get things done.
Will, forget about all the pomp and circumstance about the stadium. Forget about, you know, the concession stands for a second. At the end of the day, this is a damn game, and it's played on a pitch. Can you give me a grade of the pitch quality at new stadium? Like, how's the grass composition? What's the maintenance intensity like? I want to know everything about the pitch.
It's 220, 221, whatever it takes, pretty much, for the most part. But yesterday, the players raved about it. Now, I know players aren't going to sit there and trash their brand-new product, but the reality is the players said they enjoyed practicing on it, that the pitch was good. And that was, it rained yesterday, so we walked through it after rain, and it felt fine. It's like a special Bermuda grass. How about this? I did my research. It's a special Bermuda grass that comes from Loxahatchee, Florida. And it's made to kind of plug-and-play kind of grass where it doesn't need much work up to it. And I asked Noah Allen about it yesterday. One of the young players from Miami, who's a South Florida kid, and he said, "Man, it was perfect. Like, of course, you know, being brand new, it looks cool, but it felt good. We thought it was great." The coach, Mascherano, said the same thing. I think the quality of the pitch, Solana, is excellent. Again, that 220, 221 consistency, it's exactly what you want.
I got to do a show with Will. I mean, I'm wasting half my talent with you bozos. Will Manso, he will be live tonight on Local 10, 8 p.m. from the narrow concourses at New Stadium.
Actually, watch me at 410. I will be in this concourse that I'm standing and talking to you guys at 410 for a live report. I will highlight the length, width, and height of the concourse.
Yeah, what I want you to do, so you're doing a live hit at 410?
Correct. 408, 410. All right. Somewhere in that range.
What I'd like you to do is lie down on the concourse so that I can see how many Will Mansos it is width-wise.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, because I'll watch you on the app. I'll turn the Marlins game off. I'll put you on the app.
Much more exciting than the Marlins game. I will lay down on the concourse. Okay.
Marlins are losing 5-2, by the way, to the Yankees.
I know. I was watching that before we got on, yeah.
Rough outing from Yuri.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge. What are you going to do? Everybody has a rough time against that guy.
That's such a great answer. Aaron Judge, what are you going to do?
That's a tough one.
Watch Will 4:10. He's coming up, and then I'm guessing again in the 5 and 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Clay's here, Casey. We have the full team coverage in the 8 o'clock special, and we'll touch on, by the way, the special, we'll touch on all of it. It's not just going to be, hey, it's beautiful, it's great. It is beautiful, but we're going to touch on the fact that there's a lot of stuff still being done, and you know, I don't want to lie to the public and tell you that you're going to walk in here and it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, you're going to have to come with some expectations, kind of what it is, and also a patience of the traffic and all the chaos there's going to be around
right
here.
That's what we were saying. You got to be patient and you have to assume. But once you're inside, is everything functional inside, or is there only like half the concession stands active?
No. We didn't get a chance to try the concessions. Like, I'm looking at the concession stand right in front of me, and they're literally peeling off tape and peeling off things like off the glass. You know, when you get it and they still have to peel like that layer off. I mean, all that stuff is being done today. I see a guy over there painting under one of the stands, the food stands. So I think it's going to be like fresh, brand new look tomorrow, but it is kind of, tomorrow is kind of like the preview day slash real day, right? Like, if anything goes wrong, there's no like turning back. Like, it's a preview. This is the real deal tomorrow. So I'm sure they're going to have some hiccups.
All right. Get a taste of it tonight. 8 p.m. is the special on Local 10. 8 p.m. Hey, is the special.
Hey, Will, you been in the bathroom? I like troughs. I like the pee troughs. Any troughs?
Don't think they make those anymore, Crowder. Huh.
You know that they make that? Hold on, I'm by a bathroom. You got 10 seconds to have me walk over and see what the urinal looks like?
Oh, I mean, listen, I'll extend for this.
Let's see. I'm walking into the bathroom area, all right? Well, actually, I'm not walking. Oh, here it is. There's a men's bathroom. Okay, very pretty. There's pink and white tile. Oh, it's very pretty.
Mm.
Pink and white tile. I walk in. Crowder, there are urinals, straight up urinals.
Oh. Do they have dividers?
Dividers, gray dividers, pretty quality length. Let me stand in one. Let's see if I look down. No, you can't see the urinal next to you. It's good, okay. Good depth, good height.
Like the divider. Oh, home run from the Yankees, 6-2. The dividers at the Panthers game, they're too high.
Yes. Oh, you know what I like too? How about this? There's urinals that are good manly size urinals so that you're not, you know, like it feels like you're peeing straight into the ground. And then there's the small urinals for the kids. So there's about 3 or 4 urinals here for the children. Wow. So that's good for young
kids. But good dividers though. They're good length.
Good length. Let's see. Yeah. If I stand next to the divider, it is at pretty much my shoulders. That's pretty good.
But how low does it go? Does it go down to your knees? Because I'm asking for me. I don't like someone to be able to see.
I'm 6'2", and my divider ends at my shoulder at the top. At the bottom, it's pretty much the bottom of my calf. So that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Fantastic dividers. All right. So I don't have to worry about anyone catching a glimpse, because that would be terrible for me.
Yes, exactly. There's nothing worse than the glimpse. So that's good. I'm glad.
For some people, it's not terrible. For me, awful. The glimpse.
That's why I like a trough. It's social time. Let's talk, fellas.
What about the quality of the porcelain, Will? Look like high quality porcelain in the bathroom?
It looked nice. The tile was very fresh. The tile looked like it was, I mean, they went straight to the best section of Hialeah and they got the good stuff. Wow. They got the good stuff there.
Good backsplash?
Very pretty. No, not the greatest. But overall, I mean, it's a pretty standard, but I like that they kept it in Hermione colors. That's very nice.
All right. This is exciting. This was fun. All right. Will Manso. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys. You got it.
Somebody puts on the chat, what is Hockman trying to see? No. I'm not trying to see anything. I'm trying to avoid being seen. it's not what I'm trying to see. I'm trying to avoid someone seeing.
You get all up on the urinal.
All up on it. I will Spider-Man the wall if those dividers aren't long enough.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flagg is white.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.